Daddy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. As usual, this is Brian. Sitting to my left is
Amanda.
And to my right,
Big Uncle Sweet Tea. YOLO.
Trying to bring it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back, everybody. Old YOLO.
Man.
YOLO.
Bring it back, old man.
All right, so head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. You can join our Patreon. You get all kinds of fun stuff when you join that, and we'll talk a bit more about that later. All right, let's jump into this episode.
So yes, this is episode 15. Like I just said, for everybody in the lives, the Cave of the Wolf, that previously on was done by the Ruby team in the plane on the last mission. And this episode starts off after Amanda's win, taking Tori's spot on the Emerald team, sending Tori to Ruby. And Big T gets to stay, we find out. So she goes back to her Ruby team.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Which I saw a lot of people complaining about that online.
It's kind of bullshit, man. It kind of fucking sucks. I get why they did it, because of the infiltration angle, but that's kind of bullshit.
Sure.
To make somebody compete and then just send them right the fuck back.
Right.
That's kind of bullshit.
Yeah. I'm glad I got to see the elimination, though, instead of just the they get there and they send them back. You know, like, that's always kind of anticlimactic and kind of like,
There was that one where TJ had, like, fucking, like, car batteries hooked up to shit and looked like this is going to be, like, the most nuts elimination ever. And then he's like, oh, yeah, we're not doing nothing tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cutthroat, I think, that was that season.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Oh, was it? What am I thinking of then?
I don't know. Yeah. Mm. I think TJ had like an apron on, like we over like a butcher's apron, butcher's apron, and then there was like these like chain link up with like the fucking car batteries like clipped to him, and people are like, "What are we doing?" Katie says that was Rivals 2.
Oh, was it Rivals 2? Okay.
It
was Kara versus someone. Brian Trey says.
Oh, right. Thanks, Brian.
I'm picturing it, but I'm picturing it as on Cutthroat, but maybe I mean, I must be wrong. But
Kara and Cook versus I can't remember. Yeah. Katie says.
Oh, so maybe it was Kara versus Cook then.
No, Kara and Cook were on the team.
Oh,
they were rivals.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So doesn't matter. That's not this episode.
Yeah. But yeah, so then back at the house, we get Devin, very unenthusiastically saying, yay, Amanda.
Devin, I hate Devin this episode.
Yeah.
Tim hates everybody.
Yeah, really. We watched this episode together and I just kept saying like, I hate that person. I hate that person too. Why do I hate everybody now? And I wonder if it's because we're getting close to the final and people are just more all up in their game than we've seen them typically.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are just whining.
Yeah. I mean, Amanda made a game move and Devin is calling her selfish and shit, which is like, yeah, she was.
But Devin like, is.
That's the point
but
of
that's
this
the
whole
point.
Fucking game.
Amanda's supposed to be looking out for Amanda, not for you. Are you kidding?
I just thought of Devin as this rational guy that would just be like, well, Amanda, you know, I don't
it's
want
a
her
good
on the team,
play
but
for
it's
her.
Her best
yeah.
Move and we got to deal with it.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. He's being a fucking piece of shit here. Most people in this episode are being pieces of shit.
Yep.
Fucking is driving me nuts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel tells Amanda that she better take missions seriously.
Yeah,
like,
fuck you, Emmanuel.
Like, what the fuck? I do. I feel bad for Amanda this moment when a rookie is telling you, better take missions seriously. Amanda says that, hey, you better learn to work with me or we'll lose.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Then we get Casey, Josh, and Devin talking. They're all kind of checking in with each other, making sure we're good. Devin says losing Tori is a massive blow. And he says we got a solid dishwasher, he calls Amanda.
They lost a chef and they got a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is fucking insulting to everybody out there that washes dishes. Well, that's a, like a valuable part of
agreed. Of a we need enterprise. That freaking service. Like, Jesus.
Well, and I think it gives up what Amanda does offer to the team, which is, like, really smart at checkpoints. Yeah, she's not as big as Tori. She's probably not as strong,
solid
but she can still help this team.
Team member. Yeah. A solid team member. That's it. It's about the team. You can't run a restaurant without the dishwasher. Right. You can't.
Yeah.
You have no clean dishes otherwise. Same with the challenge. You can't run your team without somebody who's smart to think through these things. Yep. You will end up like Nelson and Team wow. Ruby because that's what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's, you know, I just, yeah, it's a real shitty fucking comment yeah. from Devin for sure.
I get what Devin's trying to say, but fuck you, Devin.
Yeah, for real. Casey, though, she's the smart one, the brains of this Emerald team that's left.
Which is very sad, by the way, if Casey's yeah. the brains.
She says that we need to make her feel a part of the team because otherwise she's going to mess it all up. And true, Casey. Exactly. Like, you can't just expect her to come over and act fine and compete with you if you treat her like shit or act like she's a shitty teammate.
Yeah. But I will say, even though she said, like, almost the right thing, I'm not giving Casey a pass either.
Agreed.
To say, like, oh, we've got to treat yes. her as if she's part of the
yes,
team.
Yes, we're treating
about,
her. No,
how about
no.
she's part of the fucking
she's
team.
She's part of the team. Let's include instead yeah. of treat. Include her as part of the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this was, Casey's like, we're going to squash the beef and move forward. Well, I don't know if you're really squashing the beef. You're just going to pretend it doesn't exist in right. your minds. But yes, correct, Casey, you should squash the beef and move on. Amanda
is where's the beef?
Good teammate.
Good reference, bro.
If you use her for what she's good at, that's it. You need to look at all your teammates and you need to assess their strengths and weaknesses and you need to utilize them.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with these people?
They're all being super shitty to Amanda.
Right?
It's making me really feel bad for Amanda and I hate know. Everybody else.
Right?
I'm not yeah. used to this. I don't like it.
I don't
but there
like
it.
It
is.
I still hate Amanda. She's, yeah. she's served her purpose. She's sown the chaos. She can go home now.
Well, if you aren't fed up with Amanda, how about Tori in her red cape? In her superhero yeah. costume,
fuck
trying to save
her.
Team Ruby.
Fuck you.
Same
Tori?
Diff, right? Same God. Diff. Like, oh, I'm going to be your savior. Yeah. Like,
you guys have sucked, but now I'm here. Don't worry, guys. Fuck off, Tori.
Don't worry.
Fuck you.
Don't
God, I hate Tori now.
I think she was just trying to be goofy to lift everybody's spirits.
Well,
but,
bad yeah. call. I would have been demoralized and pissed in this situation.
Right? If I was yeah. the other team members of Team Ruby, this wouldn't have sat well with me.
No.
But I do appreciate that Tori has a good attitude about her new team and wants to compete for her new team instead of sabotaging said new team for old team.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that much.
Right?
I'll give you that much. Yes.
100%. I fully agree with this. And the fact that her old team thinks that she's supposed to fucking play for them.
That's another Devin thing. Devin, you fucking twat. What are you talking about with this shit?
This is bullshit. Like, don't do this to people. Because basically it's just gaslighting the shit out of Tori. Like, you should have done this. Like, for us, like, excuse our.
You're
we,
selfish because you didn't help me win that
aren't
game.
Aren't we all out for ourselves? Isn't that the game?
Yeah.
Ryan asks, isn't she just trying to have fun? When she was a rookie, we loved this stuff, but it still bugs me.
Yeah, she wasn't all up her own asshole when she was a rookie, I don't think. Maybe, no. Or maybe I just didn't
see
well,
it. I think it wasn't. I think we didn't have the entitlement, which is like what we saw with Tori being like, how dare you want to take my spot,
right.
you know, like, and that kind of thing. Like, I think it's the entitlement factor now. It's like, we still have, it's just, she's still the same person and kind of goofy in some respects, which I do like. This isn't her being goofy though. This is her being serious and her
patronizing,
basically kind of going to the team
and
being like, hey,
rude.
I'm yeah. here to save you from yourselves.
Yeah, a lot of Devin hate in the chat room. I agree with all you guys. Yeah. And I love
yes.
Devin. I do
I
not
know,
like
right?
these last two episodes of Devin are just sort of like, Devin, where? What the fuck is
get
going on?
Get out, Devin. Yeah. Like, stop it. Quit acting like everyone owes it to you to give you a fucking yeah. win this season.
To sacrifice
Devin
themselves
acts like,
for him.
Devin acts like, for real, everyone should just lay down their games for him
yeah.
because he's saved them all to this point. And
yep.
it's like, no, Devin.
Nope. It's not how it works, Devin. Stop that.
And of course, everyone's going to be out for themselves. And when you made the decision, if you have to make a decision that's a very personal decision, you will make the exact same decision in favor of thyself.
Thyself.
Yep. That's
it. Sounds biblical.
I went to Catholic school.
Me too.
Brian says, I think Josh is rubbing off on Devin. Oh, sexy. That's what Ashley got kicked off for, so don't be accusing him of stuff.
You.
What?
Yikes.
Nothing. You're too drunk to get that reference.
I got it, Wolfie. I'm with you.
You guys are right, though. Joker says you guys are right, though. Everyone seems to have an asshole moment in this episode.
Yeah, I hated it legitimately.
It was a rough episode for people. It wasn't a good showing.
It really was. Even CT, I fucking hated this episode. I hated all of them.
Yeah. So Tori does point out, though, that there are as many finalists on Emerald as there are now on Team Sapphire. Emerald has more finalists than Team Sapphire.
No.
Going to give Ruby.
Tori points out there's as many finalists on Ruby as there are on Sapphire.
Oh, okay.
I think she said on Emerald, because Sapphire.
Well, Emerald yeah. too, whatever. But she's pointing out that the people on the Ruby team have been to as many finals as the Emerald team.
Okay, yeah.
So they have a shot at actually winning stuff. They just need to get their head in the game.
Yeah, right. That team actually doesn't look that bad, frankly, except for Big T, who is the notable anchor. But the other three are not, like, terrible players.
Yeah.
So they do have a shot if they can kind of get Big T out of there or just sort of get lucky with the final.
Ouch.
Sorry, Big T.
Kyle says that Tori is trying to pump them up, but we've been here and it sucks. Like... Team Ruby is not all it's cracked up to be.
Team Ruby.
Then we get Amanda kind of talking to Team Emerald. She says that green is the color of money. Josh says that Tori ran every morning with him, basically asking Amanda if she's going to put in the same effort. Amanda says, remember, you need smarts too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just the physical. And she's totally true.
And I hate to defend Josh here, but Josh is a little bit right. Mm-hmm. Running and, you know, endurance is a big part of the final. Amanda, it's not going to hurt you to run a little bit.
No,
Josh, it's not inappropriate to ask for Amanda to run with you. I was kind of 95% on Amanda's team this episode. This might have been one where I'm like, maybe you should listen to Josh, Amanda.
Right. Amanda does say that the boys are basically mad that she took Tori's spot on Emerald, and on Team Emerald anyways.
It's clearly true.
Yeah. Yes. Emmanuel says that he knows his ass is on the line because he's the only rookie that hasn't been in to an elimination. We get Josh
He's
running.
He's a little cocky too this episode, by the
really
way.
Really, Emmanuel. Yes, especially as a rookie.
As a rookie who's never been to an elimination.
Yes.
Hey, sit down, Emmanuel.
Sit down, Emmanuel.
Shut the fuck up for a
ready.
Season or two.
No.
Right.
Stop it. But yeah, I mean, shit, he escapes another. People are scared of him.
With good reason. I think he's good at this game, but it's, you know, I like a little humility, especially in their rookie season.
But they're real scared of him, and he knows it, and he's okay with that, and he's gonna, like, you know, basically exploit it.
He looks like Jordan. That's why everybody's scared of him. It's just association.
He is. He's very much.
And he's a vampire.
He's very much a Jordan. He's Jordan with a full hand, with two full hands.
Oh. Right. And sharp teeth.
I mean, let's be real. It's real threatening. So then we get Josh running and training.
And running.
He
and
says
running.
That he's been putting in the work this season.
Yeah.
He says that he's going to be dangerous if he makes it to a final.
I mean, he has been putting in the work.
He
helped send Fessy home and get him to punch him in the face.
CT says that Josh is in his best shape and that this is his best shot.
Yeah, too bad he's not coordinated and is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's the thing about Josh is that, and CT says it too, he's in the best shape and, you know, he looks better. He looks stronger than we've ever seen Josh, but he's still a goofball. We see him when he's running and he does this thing. It's hard to describe. but his like feet kind of flop out as he runs. It like looks kind of unathletic. Like there's just a different, we've talked about on the show.
Yeah.
Naturally athletic people sort of carry themselves in a very different way.
No one at this table is that person.
Nope, absolutely not. So I'm not judging Josh.
So
I would do the same.
Judging. I would do at all.
Absolutely not.
But it's obvious when people are not naturally athletic.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were watching a TV show called American Rust, which is like a mystery drama type show on Showtime. And this guy who used to be a football coach was talking to this kid who's still in high school playing football, and his girlfriend, they were out running, and he's like, yeah, you got to do all this stuff to keep up. And like, was talking to his girlfriend, like, you need to keep him going. She's like, oh yeah, I will. And she was acting like she's like a natural runner. And then they turn around and take off to run. And she's like the most awkward runner. And I'm like, she's not a runner. She doesn't run every day.
Right. There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can just tell.
Yeah, it's like an indefinable quality, but you watch somebody for 10 seconds and it's like, that person sucks and that person's good. And Josh, I don't care how strong you get, how big those shoulders get, I look at you run and I think you are an athletic person. No.
And I mean, you can run, you can have endurance and stuff.
Sure.
But if I were to watch you in an actual sport, you're just like, you're not good.
Yeah, they're just kind of sloppy.
Clumsy.
Yeah.
And you just like trip over your own feet.
Yep. Yeah, and fine. I got that even during this, like, shots of Josh with the glare over and the epic music. Yeah. I'm just like, that's a klutzy person right there.
He's like, I'm a good runner. All right. Do you want to participate in the show?
Yeah, I guess.
You know we're over here, Amanda.
No.
Me and Wolfie, we're just over here talking about Josh.
Boring me to death.
Seth said Josh is fit, not athletic. He's like the new Dunbar.
Well, there you go. That sums it up. Yep.
Correct. Yeah. He is very much a Dunbar. Yes. Yeah.
Big, strong, obviously.
Yes.
Intimidating size-wise, but not much
very
else.
Very physically looks like he could be a potential threat.
Yeah.
But yeah, just kind of.
Yeah, there's just something. It's like a coordination issue or a timing issue. It's who knows what the athletic genes are, but Josh doesn't have
them. Yeah. No, he's got the.
Yeah.
Then we get Tori and CT talking, and they both basically are talking that if Ruby won a daily, does that help the both of them?
Yeah.
And basically they think about it and like, yeah, Team Ruby really, if they win this next challenge or mission, it really does help the both teams, because then there are two rookies to choose from, and basically Tori and CT make an agreement to work together, their two teams, to take out Emerald.
Yeah, not a bad plan.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think this was Tori's plan, even though she claimed it. I think this was CT's plan that he planted in her brain.
Yeah,
you got it. CT's really good at this.
But of course, they didn't factor in the one thing. Fucking Kyle fucks up everything.
Yeah. Well, the other thing they didn't really talk about is that every other competition that we've seen so far, at least the ones I can remember, it would be really hard for two teams to gang up on one team and ensure a win for one of the other ones. You know what I mean? These have been so far like timed events. One team goes and is timed, the next team goes and is timed.
Yeah, right.
So the ganging up thing, that doesn't really... That hasn't worked so far. It's nice to have a contingency plan, but
weird,
it's not.
That's a weird agreement to make when you don't know what kind of scenario you're running into.
Right.
Oddly enough, it's
kind of works this time.
Yeah, it kind of works this time. Yeah. Right. Because, that I think takes us to the mission.
Chisha.
I will smash his head and eat it.
Yeah. So we arrive at the challenge, and TJ announces that this mission is called Boom Raiders. There are three bunkers with trenches that run in between. Each team has 10 sticks of dynamite each. So the point of this is to run through the trenches to gather dynamite from the other teams. And the first team to get 20 sticks wins. So,
yes.
Yeah. Emmy does ask TJ how she is supposed to fight against five other girls in this, and TJ is basically like, not my problem.
Yep.
It's never TJ's problem.
Yeah.
Yep. So every other team we see, because I think what I gather, they didn't say this, but I think what I gathered is that there can only be three people out on the field at any given time.
Yeah.
So yes. They kind of tag in and out.
Yes, tag in and out.
And correct. So that means poor Emmy, there's no tagging in and out.
Nope, it's she's got to grab run your shit, the next time.
Turn the fuck around and do it again.
Yep. You got it. Yep. So
poor Emmy, but she does really well.
Yeah. We get this weird, like, big T explanation. So TJ explains the whole thing. We're like, okay, yeah. We got this. We're fine. Like, we understand. But then we get a big T interview where she explains the whole thing all over again.
Very weird.
It was very bizarre.
You're calling it weird, but I feel like they do this all the time.
I do think it's that just they have challenges. Someone else
who's maybe a little bit more charismatic.
Yeah, maybe that's the big problem is that big T was just so formal about it.
I just figured out what it was. Weird thing where they like shrunk her down and then put like a video box over her shoulder.
They treated her like stuff, she was a newscaster.
She treated
her.
Yes.
Which like they don't usually do.
Yes. Yeah. It was so weird.
It was very weird.
I just like, we have, because Ashley, I know I've heard Ashley explain these before or any number of...
It's a pretty typical thing. Yes. Yeah, like Wolfie said. Yes. Yeah, you get the players to explain it.
But this was so weird. I had to note it because it was bizarre. Yeah.
It was uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah. Let's see. So immediately out the gate with this, I didn't take very many notes for this challenge. This wasn't a note challenge. But basically, Emerald gets ganged up on. Ganged up there.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Gangnam style.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Another solid reference, bro.
Yep.
You're really
definitely
references.
Definitely relevant. Someone saying YOLO over there. We're about on the same page.
Hashtag YOLO.
Right, exactly.
Hashtag YOLO.
Old man.
Yeah, by the way, everybody bring YOLO back, please. I thought that was a good sort of phrase.
I don't even know where the fuck I was at.
And none of this matters. Started, the competition is
so the guys start going, and of course Kyle fucks it up towards the end.
Yes.
It's supposed to
Sapphire freaks out because Kyle took theirs. Yeah,
it's supposed
that's what
to
I
be
got next.
Sapphire
yeah.
and Ruby teaming up to take stuff from Emerald, but and of course Josh and Devin are throwing a giant fit. Like, what are you guys doing?
Right.
Oh, it's on now. It's on. Yeah, why don't you make a deal? It's like, yeah, that's what they did, you fucking moron.
Yeah.
But Kyle, of course, fucked
but
it up.
Really, yeah. But really, then Kyle fucks it up, and the real person pissed is...
CT.
Yeah.
But question for you guys. Why did Kyle do this? Kyle's not dumb. Yeah. I don't think this was an honest mistake.
Correct.
Why did he do this?
Because he didn't want Sapphire to win. He wanted Ruby to win. So if Ruby and Sapphire are going after Emerald, and Sapphire are in... Ruby takes an extra from Emerald, then the chances of Ruby winning are higher. And that's what it is. Kyle is just playing the game. Like,
being stupid.
Yeah.
In this case, it's real stupid.
It is real stupid. Yeah. You don't do this shit to CT. You don't mess with CT's game plan. You just follow it.
Right.
This was a bad call on his, but I do think that Kyle was doing this. Like you said, Kyle's smart.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything. No, this wasn't an accident. Like, I didn't realize. Like, no. This was because Kyle thought he was going to pull a fast one on CT.
Right, and have his team win.
So
he would be safe.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But yeah, Sapphire freaks out. Kyle says that he doesn't trust CT as far as he can throw him.
And he can't even pick him up.
Exactly.
Yeah, he accuses CT of being as big a snake as he is. I don't think that's true. I think CT is playing the game as much as Kyle is, but I don't think CT lies and deceives as much as he's,
CT is smart. Like, he knows that he cannot double book himself. And that's what all these other people do that don't think about it. Like, they basically double book themselves. Like, hey, I promised this person and I promised this person, and now I can't freaking do both.
Can't do both, right?
I absolutely can't do both. And that's the big problem. You know, you can't do both. And that's what a lot of these people get into. Josh, Kyle, like, but CT knows where to draw that line. Like, he knows when he's talking to people and making deals, like, ooh, that's not a good one. That'll cross the other. And he knows not to make that deal.
Right.
And these people have not realized that. They just promise everything to everyone. And that's what burns them every season. Josh, Kyle, whoever it is, seems to burn them.
Yep.
Yeah. Nelson says that Kyle just messed up. Kyle's trying to, of course, cover.
Yeah.
Or Nelson's trying to cover for Kyle.
Damage control.
Yeah, damage control. Devin is pissed that Tori is going after Team Emerald.
Devin, fuck off.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course she is.
Of course. She's on a different team. Yeah, exactly.
And Emerald's on this big winning streak. Of course. Of course. They got more players. Of course everybody's going after them.
I think that Devin thinks of this as, like, this is a male's elimination day, and you don't hold any allegiance to the men on your team. You hold allegiance to the men on this team. Why are you not basically competing to keep us safe?
I know that's his point.
Yeah.
But he's full of shit, because the final could be tomorrow, and and Tori's stuck on this team.
Yeah.
And so she's got to keep her strong men around. Like, the,
you got it. No.
I'm saying this not liking Tori either, but to ask Tori to sacrifice her game to benefit Devin's game. Yes. Sorry, Devin. No. That's just unrealistic. Yes. And fuck you.
Yes. Josh.
Yeah. And another thing, it's like Tori wants to go into elimination next week.
Yeah.
It's not like she's like, well, the plan is I'll go into elimination, win, and then I'll come back on the Emerald team.
Right.
It's like, maybe I would like to stay out of elimination just in case.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there might not even be an elimination. Yeah, they might go to the finals next week. You know, nobody knows. Everybody's guessing. So, yeah. Devin's being an asshole.
Yeah.
Joker says Devin's idea of teamwork is everyone doing exactly what he tells them to do.
Yep. And I never got this impression from Devin until this episode. I've always thought of Devin as sort of an idiot, but not like this.
Not a stupid idiot.
Yeah.
He's got a little taste of the power, and it's made him kind of crazy. Winner. He's got a little bit of that winner power, and it made him a little crazy.
And it's kind of undeserved, which is, you know, he doesn't deserve the entitlement that he's presenting.
It's not on his own. Yeah. It was a team effort, and he needs to remember that. Yeah. Like, it's not like you won all this power yourself.
Right.
Yeah. So. Josh starts yelling at Tori. Tori freaks out. Devin's like, it's so uncool of you doing this, Tori. Like, it's uncool. Josh says that, and Tori says that it's uncool that Josh said that Amanda could steal her spot.
Yeah.
Totally 100% true. Yeah, in this moment, well, Tori's justified.
Tim's got a yeah, but still.
I do have a yeah, but still. It's really hard for me to watch people who I hate them all, and I think they're all wrong, and they're just fighting about who's the most wrong.
Who's the most wrong?
It's like, as they're bickering on screen, I'm just like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I actually don't care how this works out, but like, you're all wrong and you're all stupid. And I am forced to watch this shit on my TV screen. I don't care about any of this shit.
Listen, I just like that basically Tori called him out for saying that Amanda could steal her spot.
Oh, I hate being on Tori's side. Yes, Tori is right, but I fucking hate being on Tori's side. I hate standing up for any of these idiots.
You hate being on anybody's side this episode.
That's true. Everybody. I hate everybody this episode.
You're all fucking on notice. Right.
Yeah. Demerits for everybody. Even CT gets a demerit.
It's one of my favorite jokes from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Yeah.
Towards the end, when Steven Root, who's the principal, is going around handing out detentions to all the dead kids, and he's just like, detention, 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 detention.
But you guys remember demerits too, right?
Yeah.
Like not quite.
Well, no, I never had demerits. We didn't have demerits in our school. No, I didn't go to the fancy Catholic high school like you two.
But hey, what a demeaning fucking word is demerit. If you break that shit down, it's embarrassing to get a demerit.
I never got a demerit.
You never got a
demerit? I got one detention for being late.
I got them all the time. I had my hair was too long and I didn't put my tie up tight enough. I'm like,
I think I got mine for having my shirt untucked. Like that's Catholic school for you. Shirt untucked. Oh no. Oh yeah.
Mine was I didn't button my tie up all the way.
Yes, the top button. You can see the top button.
You can see the top button. Better give that guy a demerit.
Like that's what we got fucking detention for. For real, peeps. You should all feel good
guys, we're talking about our personal lives from high school. People don't care about that
people
shit.
People love it. People love it.
Joker just brought up Ben Franklin here.
Yeah, it's
Franklin hair.
Too long.
At my high school, if you wore a tie to school, people would be like, what the fuck is your problem? And we'd probably beat you up for it. Why aren't you wearing a 4-H shirt or
standard
flannel?
Operating procedure.
Oh, man, the dean almost blew his gas.
You had a dean?
We had a dean.
Yes. You fucking egotistical assholes. Pretentious pricks.
So they changed the dress code between my junior and senior year. They changed the dress code. And in my senior year, men could not have a hair on their head longer than 3 inches, I think it was
the
longest. And I had very long hair. And the dean pulled me into his office at some point.
With a ruler, measured your hair, for real.
14
inches. 14
He fucking flipped out, dude. Oh. He was pissed.
Yeah, I bet he was.
He called my mom and said, like, yeah, we're gonna cut his hair in the office. And my mom was like,
No, you're not. Dude, this is Catholic school. I pay for you to
pick up. It got him even more pissed.
Yes!
It was great.
I pay for my kid. That's the double-edged sword of Catholic school, isn't it, though? Yeah. That it's like, I want you to educate my children and discipline them, but I'm going to come in here and pull rank when I want to I pay for this and you can't do that. I love it. It's this weird conundrum with
Catholic
school.
I did have to get my hair cut, though. I did have to get my hair cut.
Yes, of course you did have to get it, but you didn't have to get it cut at school.
My dean didn't have to cut my hair.
Yes, 100%. Nobody's going to do that.
Dean Lindsey Graham. Yeah, that's about right.
Oh, Dean Lindsey Graham.
Dwyer? Was it Dwyer?
Yes, Dwyer. Yeah. Yes.
He was a fucking ass. Dwyer.
He's an ass. God bless him.
So anyway. What dumb shit did Josh say now? Now it's the girls' turn. We're still in the challenge. We're not even past the first run yet.
No.
Good Lord.
Sorry, you can fast forward through this.
Yeah,
challenge.
Exactly.
The challenge doesn't matter. Who cares?
So yeah, basically, even while Mox Tori at one point, which doesn't sit very well with me,
because they're like banging.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's really that really kind of bothered me a little bit. Like you hooking up with this girl, you cannot be mocking her at the challenge in your interviews, like.
She sucks as much as she sucks my dick.
Like, woo! Hey,
as somebody once said, all's fair in love, war, and challenges.
Right? I guess. Emmanuel's playing that game. So Sapphire is counting on Emmy at the end here. It's the women's turn for the very last round of this thing. And so Sapphire only has one girl.
We should mention Tori and Casey had a collision. Tori completely lost.
Yep.
Yes.
And then Kyle and Josh start trash talking, and then they run into each other, and Kyle did not come out on top of this situation either.
Yeah.
No. He did fall down, but at least he was just like, I'm going to fucking grab your legs and hold on, you motherfucker.
Yeah. There's a bunch of Kyle and Josh wrestling and all those kinds of things.
Good foreshadowing for later. Mm-hmm.
The people that pulled ahead on this were the people that didn't play the game so much. So kind of CT
ran around
jumped
the outside.
Over the drama.
Yep.
I think Tori made fun of Amanda one time, even though Amanda, all she did was sort of jump a few inches out of the way.
Yeah.
Tori made it seem like she fucking left the playing field.
Yeah, she like climbed out the trench.
That's not at all what happened. We saw the video from several angles,
She
took the hit. Yes. She sort of jumped out of the way as much as she could, but then she kind of kept going.
Yes.
That was not impressive, Tori.
Nope, not impressive.
Anyway.
Tori and Emerald basically are all locked up. And Sapphire wins this.
Yep.
Yep.
Not a surprise.
Emmy pulls it out. Emmy wins it.
Yep. CT says that Emmy is an animal and that she's really coming through for him. And he's totally true. Like, you know, he owes kind of his game in this season a little bit to Emmy right now. You know, like, he needs her, and she's been performing well for the team to kind of help them move forward.
Ryan said, what is happening? I'm getting nonstop commercials. I don't know.
Are you still watching MTV?
Spreaker must be.
Spreaker's playing them during our live feed?
When you hit play to join it in.
It serves
you
one.
Have to listen to one.
Ryan, refresh your page. Refresh your page.
That refresh.
He can't hear us if he's all he hears is commercials.
Let me call you on the phone, Ryan.
Ryan, what's your number?
People are asking, is Jenny ever coming back? From what I've heard, they have not called her to come back. She's ready to come back.
Right?
Yeah, she won. She won Total Madness, right?
Something like that.
And then I think she was an alternate last season, mm-hmm. and then not called for this season. Yeah. It's weird.
I'm ready to see MTV. I want to see Jenny back.
Well, it's a very weird thing because Amber, last season's champion,
yeah.
she was an alternate this season.
Yeah, like, alternate.
What's with this, all MTV? You should call the champions back mm-hmm. every time to
bring them back.
Yeah, to hold their crown.
But fucking Josh has got to be there every season.
Yeah, let them challenge everybody else. But yeah, it is kind of sad that we don't have her here.
Yeah, we got other things to talk about too. I forgot. I was going to talk about that at the beginning of the show, but
what
other challenge related stuff?
Oh, okay.
We'll get to it.
Yeah. Then we get, so Nelson says that he's trying to keep it together, but his team cannot follow simple directions.
Typical Nelson. When stuff's not going his way, he starts being like, this is bullshit. This is your fault. This is your fault. It's like that same shit he did with Anissa, but now he's doing it to like three other people.
Yep.
Nelson's out of line too. And I like Nelson. I like everybody, but I hate everybody this episode. Yes. Fuck everybody.
Nelson's like, the Ruby team is done. He's lost it. Everyone's lost it. But at the end of this, the Sapphire team ends up winning and forms the agency.
Yeah. Not a surprise.
Nope. TJ says that the mission shows where everyone stands. And that Sapphire will have to pick one male agent to go into elimination, who will then pick their partner.
Yeah.
So back at the house, CT says Team Ruby is suspect.
Yeah, because Kyle fucked up.
Yep.
Which all during this competition, Tori kept pointing out to Kyle, like, you fucked up. You fucked up big time.
Right? Day. Yeah.
So Kyle's not surprised that he's probably going
to
be called
and
in.
And Nelson tried to fix it multiple times, you know. He's just like, no, it was a mistake. Simple, blah, blah, blah.
No, you get one chance with CT, and then he's like, nope, done. I'll fucking tear your head off and eat it.
Then we get Devin and Tori talking. Tori's like, do you expect me to not play? This is the whole interaction about
this one. I really
her.
Hated Devin.
Yeah.
Going after Team Emerald at the challenge and kind of Devin expecting her not to. This was really weird.
Peak entitlement from Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Devin says, like, we're the ones who have protected you. Tori's just basically like, I had to try to win.
Otherwise she's going to lose a guy on her team.
Mm-hmm. Devin's like, well, why come for Emerald? Tori says the only thing she can do is basically to save her men. Tori's upset. Devin, now you're playing against us, is what he says to Tori.
Yeah. They're on different teams.
Devin, yes,
he's on another team, of course. That's
She's
what the game
for
is.
Herself.
You fucking idiot.
No, I do remember. I think Tori laid out something back a few episodes back.
Oh, yeah, about the game.
If somebody
plan,
were to,
yeah,
to be separated,
she would move. They would throw it and move back. Yeah.
to someone. If they got separated, they would try to throw it so then they could be thrown in and fight back and then get back to the team. So maybe that's what Devin thought they were still on this, even though it's a men's week, so she can't do that plan.
It's not possible.
Right.
And yeah, they don't know if Tori's going to get a chance to go back to that team. Even so, yeah, it that's one of those things that, like, that's a nice team building thing. Like, oh, we love our team so much that if we break up, we'll come back together. But the reality is, it's very different when you're actually on different teams. To ask a former team member to throw the
who's on a different team.
Yeah, it's not realistic. Mm-hmm. So Devin needs to drop this shit.
He needs to relax.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Amanda says that she guesses that Tori isn't who they thought she was. Yeah. Tori says that basically Team Ruby is her new reality and she has to just go with it. Devin says, at least you can admit it, yells at her for being selfish. Then Tori cries.
So Devin's
basically like, let the games begin. Like,
they've already begun, right? Devin. We're at 15 weeks into this fucking game. It's just now beginning.
Right? I know.
You fucking asshole.
Tori then goes and cries to Kyle and says,
Kyle's
like,
an asshole too.
Everybody's please don't. Asshole. Please don't pick me or please don't pick my guys.
She specifically said Devin.
Yeah.
She told Kyle not to pick Devin because Devin was mad at her and thinks that she's trying to sabotage him. And he's like, I wouldn't pick Devin.
Tori's like, I'll leave if you do. Kyle says Devin is his number one, even though he is a sensitive Sally.
Yeah. Oh, rude.
Rude.
You need to start calling your daughter that.
No. My daughter's name is Sally.
Sensitive Sally?
That's very rude.
Rude.
My poor child.
Yes. Then we get Nelson, Big T, and Tori talking. Basically, they all say that Devin played the friend card, and Kyle is way over it.
Yeah.
Then we get Kyle and CT. CT says that he's not coming after Kyle, but Kyle is getting really hard to defend to the rest of the people. Kyle knows that he needs to save himself. Kyle says that we have a friendship. We share a room every season. CT basically doesn't trust
him. We're not
friends. And he's a wolf.
Yeah. So this is what pissed Kyle off, because CT says we're not friends in real life. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
And I've had this interaction with people before and it drove me fucking nuts. So I stopped talking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck those people.
Yeah. I had friends with another podcaster and I thought we were really good friends. And he's just like, there's only like two people on this planet that if they died, I would feel bad. And I wasn't one of them. So I was like, shit, dude. So I was like, so if I died tomorrow, you just would not care? He's like, that's just the way I am.
Who said this?
This guy, Matt, that I was friends with.
Matt sounds like an idiot.
And so I was just like, well, that's sucky, dude. I thought we were pretty good friends.
Right.
Like, we were like internet friends. We weren't buddies, but we would see each other at like conventions and stuff and hang out and like did other podcasts together. Helped me write a couple of the movies I made and stuff. It was just like a random, like, it is that weird moment where they're like,
you realize what? You don't mean nothing to this person.
Yeah.
And like, why am I investing any of my time and energy into this?
Yeah, it's just a weird
It is feeling. A weird kind of feeling that you're like, okay, I see where we stand.
I'll reevaluate every interaction we've ever had from now until then.
I am not going to invest as much time and energy into this as I was. Obviously, I was wrong.
And you're ugly.
Because it's one thing if it's just like, oh, you think you're friends with somebody, and then their actions later show you they're not. And then they just kind of drift away or whatever.
Yeah.
It is literally another for someone to be like, we're not friends.
Yeah,
oh,
to
you
your,
thought we were
to
friends.
You, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. You
yeah,
thought we were
yeah,
friends.
No,
adorable.
I'm sorry, we aren't. What? Yeah, this guy is delusional.
Yeah.
Hey, but don't worry, guys, because if Joker ever sees Matt, he's going to kick him in the tail.
Yeah, Joker says, fuck Matt. If I see Matt, I'm going to kick him in the tail.
Well, Joker. Get him, Joker. He lives in Ohio.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no.
He lives in Nebraska.
One of those other shitty states.
But his name's Matt, M-A-T. He doesn't spell it with two T's, so he's pretentious as fuck.
Yeah.
It'd be easier to find that.
Can we spell his last name for everybody on the internet,
Kister,
too?
K-I-S-T-E-R.
Yes.
No. Don't do anything. He's just
he can kister my ass.
He's fine.
It's one of those just weird moments in your life where it's like, is this really happening? Yeah. Somebody that I've like quote unquote been friends with for like years is just like, oh no, we're not friends. It's like, what?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I feel for Kyle. It's just a weird moment to just have someone looking you right in the eyes and be like, we're not friends. It's like, all right.
Yeah. CT, or Kyle says that he knows he needs to save himself, that, basically CT doesn't trust him, and that he's a lone wolf. CT's like, don't play a victim, Kyle. Kyle says that CT is a snake and really worse than him. He wins. And I agree. It's not true. I mean, CT's just smarter than you, Kyle. He knows who to make what promises to.
Yeah.
So that he doesn't get caught up in this web of like having to throw in somebody that he said he would promise that he wouldn't. He's just smarter than you. Kyle.
Ryan's in the chat room defending Ohio.
He says, Ohio isn't shitty, Tim. I'm not going to Nebraska. I'm going to Illinois. Hey,
come on over, Ryan. Illinois is the only good Midwestern. That's in Minnesota. We're only two good ones right now.
I don't know.
We have a lot of friends that live over in Ohio.
Oh, they're all dipshits.
If you like paying state taxes, definitely come to
Illinois.
Don't
come to Illinois if you don't like taxes.
No, Ohio.
Jesus Christ.
Beat red now. Fuck Ohio. Sorry to all Ohio listeners.
Yeah.
Especially Republicans. Don't listen to us, though.
Kyle says, pick me or pick the entire house. I will pick a man. Well, oh, Jesus. Stupid phone blacked out. Sorry about that. Timed out.
Drinking too much tonight.
I have. But basically he says, like, I'm going to pick Emmanuel 70% or Josh 30%. CT says these people take real good care of me. So why am I going to upset them and save you, Kyle? Basically.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have that as a reason, but you don't have to be such a dick about it when you say it.
Yeah. I think that CT knows Kyle's game, and CT is basically kind of calling him out on it. It's just like, so yes, you and I are friends and we play together, you know, and we room together and things, but all of these people have protected me in this game thus far. You know, what is it about you that I should save you and not them? And I love how CT kind of yells out so that everyone can hear because he doesn't want to have any secrets, you know? Like, that's sure. Also a very, like, bet move. Like, I just feel like CT is just smart. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't particularly love, you know, him kind of bullying Kyle around here, but I do appreciate the gameplay. Like, but CT knows that if everybody in the house kind of hears this, like, they'll think that Kyle is a snake and CT is real honest, and they'll, you know, like, leave him be for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind this big fight. I think it's a little
dramatized.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I think CT is especially playing this up for the cameras and for everybody else. Mm-hmm. Throwing Kyle in is the obvious and clear move here. You don't need to rub it in, CT. And I think without the cameras, without the drama, you could just have a calm conversation with Kyle. Like, hey, sorry, brother. I got to throw you in. Mm-hmm. Like, no offense.
Yeah.
If you come to my team, I'll welcome you with open arms. But this is how this one has to go. And that's it. You know.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the chat room is blowing up about my.
Sam wants to know what's wrong with Michigan.
Yeah, I'm all right with Michigan.
Ryan says this whole bagging on Ohio. This is my I'm not your friend moment with Tim.
Ryan, come on, man. Ohio is surrounded by a bunch of better places to live.
Seth says, to be fair, CT is absolutely a snake. He's just really good at picking his moments.
Correct.
Remember when he threw the challenge versus Zach in World War II, or when he left Big T, etc. He will promise you the world and go back on it.
Yes.
But he picks the right moment.
Right moment. Exactly. CT is smart. All That's right. exactly I, it. He picks the right people so and the I, right I agree moments. With
the spirit of that comment, right? But I think if you nailed CT down of like, when, what did he promise? Show me the clip of him promising something and then the clip of him
breaking that.
Going back on that promise. Sure. I think you'd really struggle to do that because I don't think CT makes promises that he can't break. He does.
Can't keep.
I'm sorry. But he does like allude to promises or imply promises.
Yes, implied. Sort of yes, he does a lot of implications without actually
in the context of a game show, that's an important sort of distinction.
Between an actual promise and an implied. A handshake
promise versus like, well, he said something that might have been a promise.
That might be I think his intention is this. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the next day we got Kyle and Devin talking. Kyle is pissed that CT is acting like they're not really friends. Devin says that he thinks someone will actually volunteer in nominations maybe, and that, a lot can change in the next 3 hours.
Kim has said twice last season, CT threw a bag. I don't know what that means.
B-A-I-G?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Kim. Can't understand you.
Yeah, right?
Be more better with your typing.
Let's see. So then that takes us to nominations.
Cha-cha.
Don't say my name, bitch.
Nominations. Logan basically starts it off, says that they're trying to put it all in balance and that he needs everyone's input. Emmanuel starts off for the pleading of the cases, says the Josh, and then Josh says that he has looked out for all of them.
I've looked out for everybody.
Devin says he doesn't want to be the headquarters vote and doesn't even want to get called out because... he's the one that's kept everyone safe. Like, right, agreed.
Everybody's full of shit. It's talking like they're entitled assholes.
Yeah.
Kim says last season CT threw Big T under the bus, totally screws Big T over. CT got kind of stuck with Big T and then he abandoned her. I don't think he made any promises to her. Maybe I need to rewatch it or tell me what promises
he made to her. No, he did. I think that he did say to her, like, let's do this together. You know what I mean? I do think that he said that to her. Well,
you hype up your teammate. Yeah. Like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to take it to the end. We're going to do this, me and you. But it's not like, I promise I'll never abandon you, CT. I don't know. I'm sorry, Big T. I don't think he said that. I mean, maybe he did, but maybe
I think he knew. I think he knew what he was doing was not truthful. And I think he would tell you that if you had a plain conversation.
Would you expect CT or anybody to say, oh, Big T, I'll be the best teammate I can for you, but I'm leaving you as soon as I can.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know if I would expect them to say that to her. But I do think that, they'd say that to like, if we asked. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think if you asked CT, like, he'd say, like, I love her dearly.
Sure. He said that since in confessional.
I love her dearly, but I can't take that risk. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, Nelson says that he doesn't feel safe, but he doesn't want to be the vote. Kyle says he could tell it was probably going to be him. And then he throws out some threats. He says that he's going to pick Emmanuel and then take Logan's spot on Sapphire.
Smart.
Very smart.
100%. We've been saying, why haven't more people been, like, why was everyone like, I'm not going to come to Emerald. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to stay over here. Like, and how dumb that was. So I'm excited to see people actually, like, play the game.
No, Kyle said the right things, because I think that did put a little doubt in Logan's head, especially. Like, is this the right move? Because I'm going to get kicked off this team if Kyle wins.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think Kyle did the right thing. I don't know why so many people this season have been saying, like, oh, I'm going to go down there, but I'll stay with my team. Like, that's not what you should say in this situation. You should scare the shit out of everybody.
Whatever I will you fuck can your do. Team up. Yeah. What is wrong with these people? Whatever I'm gonna go to you your can team, do.
And then I'm going to lose challenges for you if you throw me in there. Yeah.
So then we get Logan saying that he's not threatened. But CT says that he wants to call his bluff. Cut to the vote, and the compromised agent is revealed to be, shocker, Kyle.
Couldn't believe it.
Shocker.
Couldn't believe it.
So Amanda goes and gives him a pep talk. Nani says that he's basically a wild card. Then we get Kyle, Big T, and Amanda saying this is the best case scenario since you get to pick your partner. Then Amanda kind of basically peps him up on the home front and says, like, you do what is best for you.
Yes.
Amanda. Good on you, Amanda. Right. Yes. 100%. Yes. You should not be playing this game for nobody else but yourself.
100%.
And that's how you should be playing. Yes. So good on you, Amanda, for trying to pick Kyle up and remind him that he should be playing for him and his baby mama and the baby. Yep.
Seth brings up another moment with CT where he hyped Big T up last episode, telling her to go to a team that wasn't his.
Oh, yes.
They're bringing this up as an example of CT being a snake. This is CT trying to win the game. I'm not saying CT's not trying to win the game. He's clearly trying to win the game. What I'm saying is, did he promise somebody something and then go back on it immediately?
Right.
I think we'd struggle to find an example of that. He didn't promise Big T anything. Yes, he probably lied to her and he told her to do something not advantageous to her game.
Right.
But he didn't promise and then back down.
You got it.
That's my point.
Yeah. Tori and Emmanuel, we get them talking. Tori says that it's going to suck either way, and that her stomach is in her ass.
What the fuck?
It's like when you get a pit in your stomach.
Yeah.
It's just her stomach's in her ass.
But doesn't the stomach usually supposed to move up? Like, my stomach was in my throat, not my stomach dropped out my asshole.
Your heart goes up into your throat. Oh, your stomach drops.
Your stomach drops into your ass.
Yeah.
I've never heard this saying, my stomach was in my ass.
No, but you've heard people say my stomach dropped at the thought of blah, blah,
stomach
blah.
Dropped. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's just saying it was in my ass because the only place it could go would be down, which would be into your ass.
All right.
But like my feet, into my feet. Stomach dropped so far. That seems like it'd be more effective. It dropped further.
No.
You know?
Physically can't go to your feet.
It can't go to your feet. Okay.
It could literally, if someone stuck their hand up your asshole, could grab your stomach and pull it out.
Okay. So ass is as far down as the stomach can travel.
Yes.
Okay. I think I got it. Yeah. I think I got it. All right.
Well, we lost Amanda.
Amanda's been silent laughing the last few seconds as me and Wolfie are really going over the stomach and the asshole thing.
Yeah, Ryan says, I usually get that feeling in my nuts, not so much in my ass.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it could come out the front, too. Could it come into the balls, Wolfie? Could you lift your, instead of going up the asshole, could you go up the urethra?
I don't think
Grab that stomach, no?
Yeah.
What?
Joker says, these ghost pepper nuggets are going through my stomach and through my ass.
Well, through my ass, that makes sense. That happens to me every day, but like... Stomach in my ass. I don't know.
Seth says, I have to admit, I've always been a fan of Tori's donk. Good to know it's really just all stomach down there.
It's all stomach. God. Yeah. It makes it a little less attractive.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. She's got a stomach on her.
Ooh, look at that stomach. Oh, no. Oh,
Jesus.
Wolfie, grab her phone and go over the rest of the notes, please. Who goes home now?
Where are we at?
I don't know. Amanda's out of the show for the rest of the episode.
Oh, I got this. Come on. Give it back to me. Here comes Amanda. I'm doing just fine. Leave me.
Did you pull your stomach out of your ass yet? Just fucking read the notes.
Manuel says he's not going home. Elimination alarm hits.
Let's see. Tori and Manuel, we got that. Elimination alarm. That's right. That's where we're at. Oh, Josh and his stupid fessy socks.
Oh, oh yeah, the fessy socks.
Yeah. Brian Tran says he's Googling what's a donk.
A donk? A badonkadonk?
Yeah. Carlin says this podcast has gone off the rails. Welcome to every week.
It
did.
It went completely off.
YOLO.
We get lots of compliments for us going off the rails.
YOLO.
Definitely no negatives.
No, people love it when we...
Yeah. Josh says that he's gonna give he's gonna give Kyle the same ass whooping that Fessy gave him in those socks.
I'm gonna break his finger with the power of my socks.
Jesus,
fucking moron.
Yeah,
that guy sucks.
All right, let's get to the lair, friends.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's a bitch, bitch.
So yeah, Kyle is called down. Kyle ends up picking Josh, which we all talked about, and we did decide with kind of what we saw of the elimination that we thought Josh probably was his best pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Emmanuel mocks him and basically says he's a chicken. And
Box. But guess what? You know what? After Turbo with Pussy Chicken...
Like no, just calling somebody your chicken and balking does not do anything for me. Mm-hmm.
You are a pussy chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Josh, of course, is pissed. TJ announces that this elimination is called Burning Bridges, that you will each have a bridge that is missing 16 planks. You have to jump off, hit a bell. Then if you hit the bell successfully, you can get a plank. And then climb up your ladder, walk across, and place the plank in place.
Yep.
Yep.
It's an endurance challenge, mm-hmm. but also kind of a coordination, kind of a speed challenge. It's a lot of stuff kind of combined.
Yeah.
Kyle picked the right choice going against Josh.
Yes, 100%.
Kyle versus Emmanuel. I think Emmanuel wins this
all day, every day.
Yep.
Too coordinated.
He's too coordinated. He wouldn't have missed this bell. Like, there's things he just wouldn't have done. Mistakes he wouldn't have made, and he would have completely demolished
Kyle. I think he would have, like, effortlessly destroyed this.
Yeah. 100%.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kat talks about how I like this challenge.
I did, too. I did, too.
This elimination was great. Yeah, burning, though, Carlin. Yeah. What was there burning?
There wasn't anything burning. Well, at the end.
At the end, they burned the bridge.
They pulled the lever, and the fire comes up on the bridge.
Yeah. Oh, like, that was not, no.
Yeah, so there was fire, but at the same time, there didn't need to be. I don't know why they're throwing so much fucking fire into this season. It doesn't add anything to me.
Light everything on fire. It's ridiculous. That's what we do.
After you're done, your bridge will be on fire.
What?
Who gives a shit after you're done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, Josh says that the whole crowd is cheering for him and it feels so good.
People are cheering against Kyle. There's a
difference. Correct. Yep. Correct. So yeah, this is pretty neck and neck the whole time. But Kyle squeaks it out.
Yeah.
He's out to win.
Yeah. I will say, I did think the bell thing was not going to be much of a factor because I'm like, who can't just jump off and tap the bell? That seems stupid.
Agreed.
But we didn't realize it was on such a swivel, I guess.
A swing. Yeah.
That would be very important.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's where this game was won, I think.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. You know, people missed the bell. I kind of agree with you, Wolfie.
An opportune moment.
Yeah, I'm used to the bell of just the bell is hanging 4 inches down.
It doesn't swing. It doesn't have a big swing radius.
Yeah, so the timing and the coordination of this was important, and, I think that's why Kyle won.
Yep, exactly.
Joker says, how great would it have been if Josh was still on the planks when they caught fire?
Oh, it would have been pretty good.
Not only do you lose, you also die.
As Jeff Probst would say, come on down here, get fire.
Kyle flicks off Team Sapphire.
Yeah.
Josh says that he doesn't know what he could have done more, that he worked out really hard and came in the best condition of his life.
Yeah.
Basically said he's got to come back.
He's right. What else can stronger. I do? Nothing. There's nothing else you can do. Josh.
This is your peak, Josh.
This is as best as you can ever
do. Best it's ever going to get. Is it. Don't this ever is come it. Back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
TJ says this was a great elimination. Devin says that he is sad to see Josh go. That they have come a long way together.
Josh, what's 8 times 9?
Do you guys think Josh had to fly home with Ashley, and do you think that was super awkward for them?
Nah, I think so. She was long gone by then.
Right.
She's like, yeah, on the day before.
Gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And then Josh cries in his interview.
What?
Basically.
I'm not used to this. What? He's crying.
Basically, this motivates him to come back and win the money for his parents. No, it's okay. Stay we don't away. Need you. Stay you away. Can take a break. You can take a little break. It'll be fine. Maybe we'll like you when you come back after your break.
No. Joker says Josh lost. Josh cried. Balance returns to the force. Yep, and Brian Tran says, in fairness to Josh, I follow him on Instagram, and he's killing his workouts. Guess what? Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
The point is, he can be in the best shape of his life. He is not coordinated. He cannot do anything.
There's things you can't learn, and you can't win in the gym. You know, it's, you know, we saw Fat CT do really well.
I also, because CT is naturally gifted. It's not only not coordination, it's that he doesn't have
stupidity.
It's not stupidity. It's just like he doesn't have the that mental quickness. It's like the mental it's not intelligence, it's mental quickness is what it is.
Okay. Tomato, tomato.
Amanda's about to fall asleep, I think.
I am. She's so tired. I got up at like 4:30 today. Oh, so I am fading at 11.
Well, luckily,
PM.
Luckily we're
towards
the
very
end.
Close. We're very close friends. But yeah. He cries. He wanted to win the money for his, he's going to come back, and it motivates him to come back. So we'll see him again. Don't worry, friends.
If he wins, can
to
we
win
back,
the
can
money
we just
for his
never
parents?
See him again? Can
no.
we just give a million bucks and never
million
see
dollars
him?
To go away?
Yeah.
He's not, okay the type. Yeah. Not the type. So then
Joker says he gave his parents 500K from Big Brother. How greedy is Josh's fucking parents?
Right. I know. He's
Lay
just
off
always
your
worried.
Poor son.
He's just Jesus. Always worried about paying these parents money, man. What right. the heck?
Yeah.
So then we get Kyle, and he gets to pick if he wants to stay on Team Ruby or infiltrate and steal a spot on another team. And he ends up keeping his word and taking Logan's spot on Team Sapphire.
Best choice Kyle could have made.
Yep.
Logan plays it off like he didn't care.
Yeah,
okay, I'll go to Ruby. Good team. It's a
now,
good team.
Now he's in the cave of the wolf. Like this is the whole. This is the title of the episode, and this is where MTV pulls it from. The last 2 seconds
oh,
of the episode.
The
yes, 100%. It's right here. Logan's like Logan says that he's now in the cage of the wolf, and that he is going that. It's going to be a shit show now, and that Logan loves Ruby. I mean, it's so weird. It was just very weird.
The language barrier thing. Yeah, don't get it. But no. Okay.
Tim, do we have any reviews?
We do. We have a couple bad ones.
Good. It's just what I love.
Yeah, Amanda loves the bad ones.
Mm-hmm. They're my fave.
So I will say, as usual, guys, if you feel like the bad reviews are unfair, please balance them out with good ones. although I will say all three of these have been 3 stars instead of 5. So, I mean, not as bad
not
as they have been. Yeah. So thank you.
Read out one.
WJH just really gave us just one dot, right? No review, just a period.
Mm. Sure.
Nothing else. 3 stars. But thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bad news for you, Amanda. HN Quartz, thinks that you have an annoying laugh.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Sure.
This person says, Amanda, please never laugh. It's annoying. Oh. I wish they'd pay more attention during the episodes because the synopsis is always inaccurate.
Which it's not. We're always accurate. Fuck off.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter. Everybody in the
Thank
chat room,
you.
Everybody on Facebook will be like, that's untrue.
Thank you for your review.
Amanda should laugh more.
I love you.
Yeah. No, Amanda, that's 800,000 compliments. I think we're up to 3 insults. Yeah. Just, yes. You know,
Joker says WJH just made my list of shit to do today. So Joker's,
hey,
Joker's got your
Joker,
back.
Go get him. Go get him.
And red line to Braintree. Don't know what that means. Says stay on topic. Pay attention. Show is okay and comes out close to the episode drop, which is nice. However, stop talking about your personal lives.
Nope.
That's me and Amanda talking about our high school experience, yeah. Everybody.
Right.
It is not interesting. Also, pay attention to the show and stop projecting your personal insecurities onto the contestants.
No.
And then he has a bunch of examples that aren't, I don't think are true. Pretty sure Amanda calling Tori big was not a fat shaming thing. Rather, a comment on how Tori relies on her physical stature but isn't good at puzzle strategy. Tori is more muscular than most of the other women left. Pretty sure that's all Amanda was saying. Didn't need you guys going off for 5 minutes as a reason to hate Amanda when you completely misread the situation. I think that's kind of what we said.
The
right?
challenge Amanda, not challenged Amanda.
No, this was the challenge Amanda. Yes, this is all about Amanda.
Sure. No, I was just sharing my own personal thing. Like, hey, maybe it's not cool, Amanda, tiny little twig girl, to call people big. And like, yeah, maybe it is a little bit of me projecting, but I do feel like it's something that should be said. No, I didn't say that that was the reason Amanda said it.
Well, don't apologize. For sure. We say the shit we want to say. That's for how real. We. That's how, this, that's how a podcast goes. If you don't like it, don't listen.
100, it's my opinions. Like, it is, right? You're listening to this for somebody's opinions. Cray, cray.
They do say, stop speaking in AAVE when clearly that's not your culture. I had to Google that. I didn't know what that meant.
Me neither.
So I Googled that. African American Vernacular. I've already forgotten it. Can you Google it? AAV. I thought it was African American English Vernacular, but it's AAVE, which doesn't...
AAVE meaning African American Vernacular English.
So I had it right. I just had it in the wrong order. Vernacular English. So, I like examples of this would be good. It's hard when people like criticize our shit, but like don't give us any context. Because that's literally the last sentence here. Yeah. I would love an example. I don't want to say insensitive things or talk insensitively. Correct. Even though I know I do that. Fucking
and we're
shit
trying
all
to learn.
Time.
Like, yeah, everyone's trying to learn and be better, and that's the whole game. It's like. Yeah. Yeah. Just learning and be better. And,
if you're
going to
criticize, give examples. That's all I'm going to say, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. So.
No.
Anyway.
We would like a detailed list. Thank you.
Yes, please. Yes. Please.
No. Tim's going to get one next episode. Wait for it, Travis.
Oh, no. 260 some episodes of people to dig through of me saying insensitive shit.
Of Tim reading all the stuff that he said over the last episode.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. Also join Patreon. Tim, you put your phone away.
Sure did. But
so I'll vamp for a second. what do people get when they join our Patreon?
Okay, $1 a month gets you exclusive access to after shows, pre-shows. We have literally years worth of content in the after show and pre-show market for you to listen to. If you want to hear us talk about like fast food mostly, I feel like our pre-shows, after shows are about fast
food. Yeah, people ask questions about what we like to eat and what we want to do.
On the subject of your laugh... Said, don't ever laugh. Said, false. Amanda's laugh is like 50% of the reason I listen.
Exactly.
And then he filled in the other 50% is fast food talk.
So. For real. Yep. Yes. Yes.
There you go. $5 a month. We have a new $5 tier. Wave to the camera, everybody, because for the $5 tier, you get video versions of these episodes from our new podcasting studio.
Yeah.
Thank you to
you got to watch me literally take the glasses off and wipe the tears today. Yeah. Laugh silently while the boys talked for a while. Like you can see me start to slowly implode. It's good fun. Times, go times, check it out.
Brian Tran asks, in accordance with this, hey, where do we get the video feed for the next episode? $5 tier. The video will go up hopefully in the next couple days that is being recorded right now.
Yep.
We didn't do a live feed. We're still working on details for that. Yeah. So.
Yes.
Slowly fixing it so that patrons can see the live video feed while others can just hear the audio feed so that we can kind of basically interact with y'all live and do it all. But we're working it out. We're on episode 2 of the video thing. We're going to figure it out.
One of the things I'm finding out is my laptop is old. So
that too.
Some of the problems, I tried to download Premiere and they're like, nope, your laptop's too old. It won't support Premiere.
Yeah.
At least the new version of Premiere. So.
So it goes.
Says, now that the video is a thing, we need a podcast from an airport window.
Yes.
Happy to do that.
Yeah.
Happy to do that. For $2 a month for you patrons, we say your name. So thank you to Lucia. Is that how you pronounce that, Wolfie, that first name?
Lucia.
Lucia. Mendy, Ari, Jacqueline, Isabella, Joker, Catherine, Ellen, David, Cab, Andrea, Julie, Taylor, Misty, Katie, Cassandra, Brian, Jamie, Anais, Bell, Abby, Xavier, Janelle, Kyla, Ethan, Cass, Shakar, Leanne, Christopher, Carlin, Sarah, Alphonse, Heidi, Allie, Christian, Edward, Angela, Daz, Danielle. Oh, I'm trying to go too fast, guys. I'm getting all
caught up. Dude, you were doing good tonight, though. I'm proud of you.
For a hot second, I'm way off now. Seth, Andrew, Jen, Shelby, Roldan, Ryan, Madeline, Laura, Patty, George, Caroline?
Yep.
Alvin, Luke, LJ, Amanda, Tara, Janelle, Lily, Scott, and Greg.
Yay!
Thanks, everybody.
Yay! Cheers.
Oh, yeah. All right. There we go. Yeah. The video people can see that what shenanigans we had to get through to get a chance.
I don't have
any
beer left. We're out. We got to get a mini fridge for the studio.
Well, we've already got the studio.
If you're watching.
Hey, I'm going to entice people to watch because we've got challenge koozies. If you're a patron, you might have one.
Yes.
We've got challenge posters.
Yeah. Yes.
If you're a patron, you might have one, and we will decorate the set with more challenge memorabilia.
Yes, more coming.
Yeah.
We're working.
Ryan says, perception is reality, sadly, but y'all are always as considerate as can be. When you're trying to be asses, you do so unabashedly so.
Thanks, dude.
They're just trying to find something to be mad about. No guilt when you're trying to do the right thing. Fuck them.
I kind of agree. Sure. We're trying to, I mean, whatever, you know.
We don't try to offend anybody, but.
No, that's definitely never our purpose or unless intention.
Unless you're Josh, because fuck Josh.
And then, when you're being a douche and we're calling you out on it and maybe we're maybe not so kind, that's just what it is.
I'm going to give you an incentive. If you are not a patron at all, now would be the time to donate $1 and go check out the after show we're about to do. Because I have three challenge related topics we need to cover.
Ooh, here we go.
So
we're going to go over
them. Here we go.
And we're going to go over them in the chat or in the after show. So here we go.
Are we going to close the show first? Okay.
Yes.
Because I got to pee.
Jesus.
Unacceptable.
So for this episode of Challenged, this has been Brian.
Amanda.
Big Uncle Sweet Team.
And as Kyle said, I was born in the trenches.
The challenge. It's gotta be.